Full Metal Jacket on the show with us once again, the one and only Corey Taylor. How are you doing?
Hi, Jack. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So happy to have you back on the show. This time, we're here to talk about your debut solo album, CMFT's, coming out October 2nd. And Corey, you've always been on the move, touring or writing with one of your many bands. But it seems like the idea of a solo record has always existed. But do you think you would have gotten to it had it not been for COVID?
Well, no. I mean, my plan was to go in and do this in January, February of 2021. But COVID just moved my plans up, you know? It's funny because I always forget that I've kind of talked about this off and on for the last 10, 12 years, but it was something that I never really seriously gave thought to, you know? Like, the first time I really started talking about a solo album, it was really just kind of connected with JBKB, which was one of my several side project bands, and it never really got off the ground, you know? So, the more I started to, like, seriously thinking about it, and it was honestly really just like a couple of years ago, that's when it really kind of took shape. But yeah, I was going to go in and do this, at the beginning of next year, and then, you know, it just kind of made more sense to go in and do it now.
Corey Taylor on the show with us this week. Here's a new tune from his debut solo record, CMFT. CMFT must be stopped. Attention. It's Full Metal Jacket. Corey Taylor on the show with us once again, talking about CMFT coming out on October 2nd. And you did this record at Kevin Churko's The Hideout Record Studio with producer Jay Rustin. And I read that you did it in 2.5 weeks, and you recorded 25 songs. I mean, were you working 20 hours a day, or were these songs you had already written before going into the studio?
Oh, we had already, I'd already written everything. Yeah, we had written and demoed everything that we went in with, and we did 13 originals, we did 6 covers, and then we did 6 acoustic versions of the 13 originals that we went in with. And it just, for some reason, man, we were just cooking. I mean, we recorded everything pretty much 99% live. So we didn't lose any time. Like, we would walk in, we spent more time drinking coffee and really just kind of chewing the fat and laughing than we did going in and really tracking all the music, dude. It was so ridiculous. And it just came together so quick. We were finishing a song a day, and we got to the point where we were done, and we were just like, no, we don't want to be done. Like, what? We got to think of something else to do. And by that time, we've already done everything, man. It was crazy.
CMFT, Corey Taylor's debut solo record's coming out October 2nd. It's Full Metal Jacket. Still to come this hour, music from Metallica, Justice Weekly pick from The Pit. Gonna check out a new tune from Mr. Bungle and talk more with Corey right after this. It's Full Metal Jacket. Corey Taylor with us on the show this week. Corey, life usually dictates art. What does CMFT reflect about your life?
I guess, you know, for me, this album is really a look at the, you know, some of the different genres and songs and songwriters and bands that have influenced me, you know, since day one, basically. You know, this is really a look at the stuff that you don't get to see represented in either Slipknot or Stone Sour. You know, like, this is, to me, this is more of a reflection of the stuff that I do when I go out and do the Corey Taylor and Friends shows, which is all covers, but there's a certain type of cover that I go for. That's what really is represented here, is that sense of joy that comes with writing songs and playing songs and hearing them back, and then seeing people really just have so much fun listening to this stuff. That's what this album is. That's what this album's journey is meant to do, is to show you just how much joy you can get from loving what you do.
Corey Taylor with us again. His new solo record, CMFT, will be out in October. He'll be picking music here in just a bit. We're going to hear from Jamie Just of Hatebreed next with Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. We're also going to get to new music from Devil Driver, tune from Testament, and more. Full Metal Jackie, Corey Taylor on the show with us. We're talking about CMFT, his debut solo album coming out October 2nd. And Corey, you've probably realized everything you dreamed as a kid about being a musician. And you've also experienced all the pitfalls of the music industry. Once you've done it all, what changes about your reasons for making music?
It's interesting. I haven't ran out of that excitement about making music yet, you know? I mean, really, and I think that's what changes people, is they stop getting excited, or maybe the reasons that they were making music in the first place were never as honest as they let on, you know? But you see it like sometimes when people, you know, they reach a certain amount of success, and then all of a sudden the music that they keep making doesn't seem as vital, doesn't seem as energetic, you know? Whereas for me, it's the same reason that I've been making music since I was 13, you know? It's just this pure love for making music and playing music for people, you know? That's all it's ever really been for me. Like, the money comes and goes, but the money gets spent, you know? The fame comes and goes, but the fame turns into something different. If you're not left with something that you can be proud of at the end of the day, and what was the point of it? So for me, that's why it's the same thing for me since I was young and really learning music was just the love for playing music and writing music.
Corey Taylor with us, CMFT coming out October 2nd. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal pick of the week. Also music from Slayer, Pantera, and more with Corey Taylor. It's Full Metal Jackie, Corey Taylor with us on the show this week. CMFT coming out October 2nd. Corey, what exhilarates you and intimidates you about making a solo album?
The exhilaration is really just having fun with my friends, you know, and knowing that I can put a set together that represents a bunch of the stuff that I've written over the years with both bands, and then a bunch of stuff that I've written just on the side, and then, you know, doing a handful of covers and stuff, and then knowing that I can go on stage and play a completely different type of show, and then that show can really change at any second, almost like a Springsteen show. You know, you never know what you're going to get when we go on stage. That's the exhilaration. The fear factor, I guess the intimidation factor, is the fact that it's me. You know, there's nobody else to hide behind. You know, there's no safety blanket of a Slipknot. There's no band to kind of tuck in front, like tuck in back of with Stone Sour. It's just me, you know? But I think that's one of the reasons why I waited this long to do it, was because I was comfortable with that fact. I'm okay with that, because this is, you know, it would be different if it was putting my name on something that I really believe in, you know, and I'd let somebody else do all the work for me and write all the songs, produce it and stuff. But this is all from me, you know. I co-produced with Jay. I wrote almost all the songs on this album, with the exception of one. I really believed in this, and I'm prepared to go out and fight for it. So I think because of that, that intimidation factor really is almost, it's even more exhilarating than just the knowledge that I'm going to go and do it with a bunch of friends.
CMFT, Corey Taylor's first ever solo record is coming out October 2nd. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, we're going to be checking out a new tune from Machine Head that features Jesse Leach from Killswitch Engage. We've got the Death Clock Brutal pick of the week and more with CMFT. Full Metal Jackie here with Corey Taylor talking about CMFT coming out October 2nd. Corey, coronavirus has completely changed life for all touring musicians. What's been the biggest adjustment for you to make not being on the road?
I guess the biggest adjustment is, you know, getting used to just being home. You know, I mean, this is the longest I've been off the road in 20 years, over 20 years. So for me, there's definitely that moment of be careful what you wish for, because there are definitely times on the road where I wish I was home with my family. But then you're at home and then you wish you're on the road, you know? So it's almost like a double-edged sword. For me, it's really about being being in the moment and just being present and taking advantage of this, because I know as soon as things get back to normal, as soon as things really start to get back to where I'm back on the road, I'm going to be on the road for a while, and I need to make sure that I'm really taking advantage of being with my family, being with my kids, and just being normal before everything becomes abnormal again.
Corey Taylor with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Music from Slayer. And more with Corey coming up right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Corey Taylor on the show with us this week. The coronavirus has upended the lives of everyone. How does music, either listening to it or creating it, factor in your staying positive through this pandemic?
To me, really, it's about just keeping that song in your heart, basically. I know it's a cliche, but, you know, it's true. It's that little bit that you can do for everybody, because everybody's hurt right now, you know? And I'm certainly not going to sit here and go that, you know, this is putting me behind the eight ball, when I know there are people out there who, you know, they have no job. They're at the risk of losing their apartments, their houses, or everything. For me, that's where our job as entertainers comes in the handy the most. It's the most important, is making sure that people at least have music to turn to, at least have something positive, and at least a positive message of, if you can just hold on for a little longer, things can get back to normal. You know, it's just as important now, maybe even more important now, for me to make sure that I'm entertaining people and giving people that lift that they need, because sometimes all we have in life is music. You know, it's certainly all I've ever really had. And being able to share that with people and maybe make a difference in their life, that's got to be the biggest thing.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Corey Taylor with us. His debut solo record, CMFT, coming out October 2nd. And hopefully someday we will have shows again and we'll see these songs performed live.
That's definitely the plan.
Well, thank you so much, Corey. It was great to chat with you.
You too, Jack. Take it easy, okay?
For sure. And thanks for hanging with me for another edition of the show. I bring you The Loud every single week for 2 hours. Thanks to this killer rock station for continuing to allow me to do so. Find me on the web, FullMetalJackieRadio.com. Twitter and Instagram at FullMetalJackie. Facebook is FullMetalJackie666. And thanks again to Corey Taylor for being a guest on the show. One of his other bands, Slipknot, are celebrating an anniversary this weekend. Their second record, Iowa, came out 19 years ago. It came out August 28th, 2001. So about 19 years ago this weekend. So leaving you off with the Heretic Anthem. See ya.